MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is joining us. And Andy, the coronavirus, not the only thing impacting the Red Sox here in the last 24, 48 hours, but welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. We do our social distancing as we always do. The big news, obviously, coming out of Fenway Park in the last day is Chris Sale. It's now been officially announced that after beginning a throwing program the other day, after he was diagnosed with a flexor strain in his left elbow, he experienced discomfort. Now he's going to undergo Tommy John surgery. That'll keep him sidelined from whatever will be of this season and then up until possibly the All-Star break of next season in 2021. Sale was shut down with elbow soreness last August after a disappointing 6-11 season. The year before that, he dealt with shoulder issues with the Red Sox. So, this was his first year of his new 5-year contract. And it looks like for at least a good year and a half of it, he will be on the shelf doing some heavy watching.
Well, it sounds like he'll be as much help this year as he was last year. That's the cruel side of me, Andy. Man.
Yes, I hear you, Bill. It's when the Red Sox do get up and running this year, it's pretty much, I don't know what there is to look forward to with that team if they ever stop playing. It's not a good sign at all what's going on with that team.
Any news related to the coronavirus and the Red Sox, Andy?
Well, just a couple things. Obviously, the Centers for Disease Control now recommending groups that get 10 people or more not to do that. So baseball is going to be shut down for at least the next 8 weeks. So who knows when things will get going again. And there is a report out of The Athletic, writer Chad Jennings reporting that one member of the Red Sox believes that the coronavirus is a hoax. But obviously, they haven't named that player. That who knows if that will come out or not. But that was just a little interesting little side note coming out of Red Sox Nation. With all this Chris Sale news kind of diverting people's attention for the moment. As we check around some other news from Major League Baseball, two Yankee minor league players reportedly have tested positive for COVID-19, and so they're shutting down, and Major League Baseball telling everyone to pack up and go home from their spring training facilities.
Yeah, so I guess everybody from the Boston area is either back or just enjoying the sun down south, I guess. Any other news from around Major League Baseball, minor leagues, the owners, any of that stuff? They're all shut down, obviously.
Yeah, everything's shut down, but the owners are going to step up and help stadium workers who are affected by no games being played. All 30 clubs are going to contribute $1 million to the cause. And the MLB yesterday announced they're going to help minor league players who currently aren't earning a paycheck. The teams are pledging funds, which players will get a lump sum of what they could have been paid through April 8th. And also, Major League Baseball is considering skipping the amateur draft and putting off the next international signing period as a way to preserve cash while the games are affected by the virus.
So, with Chris Sale gone, let's just circle back to the actual team, the players, the personnel. What is that? Obviously, that impacts the pitching staff on paper, so to speak. I was less optimistic about Sale, but tell me, what does this mean for Red Sox pitching? If, in fact, we didn't have all this other stuff swirling around at this point, what would we be talking about?
Well, we'd be talking about a situation where your starting staff at this point really only has two pitchers that you could kind of rely on at this point. After that, it's who knows who's going to step up into those other spots. I mean, possibly Chaim Bloom would have to make some moves. Get a few other veterans in here. I mean, he did make a move prior to the virus shutdown by signing Colin McHugh, formerly of the Astros, but he's dealing with a flexor strain in his elbow, which he was shut down during the season last year, so he wasn't going to be ready for a while to begin with. But right now you have Eduardo Rodriguez. He's your number one starter when things get underway, followed by Nathan Eovaldi as your number two. And obviously, Eovaldi does not have a great track record when it comes to health with his elbow, so who knows how long he could be effective. And after that, you know, you're looking at a guy like Ryan Weber, who made some starts for the Red Sox last year, has been pitching well in spring training. He'd get one of the spots in the rotation. Chaim Bloom could be then taking over the role he did with Tampa and forcing that opener situation where they start a relief pitcher and then bring in some other relief pitchers or a quasi-starter in between to get things going. So, it's really up in the air. It's really what's going to go on with that number 3, 4, and 5 spot in the rotation. And, if you have three guys out of your 5-man rotation missing, that doesn't sound like a positive outlook to get your season underway.
No, of course, they traded David Price, and it reminds me back when I was a kid, a teenager in the, late 60s, 70s. They had a good starter, from time to time. It could be a Louis Tiant or somebody. They didn't have a lot after that, and they had a closer. They don't have any of that stuff now, it doesn't seem like.
No, I mean, even with Eduardo Rodriguez, I mean, he had a great year last year, his best in the majors, but he's been inconsistent over his career with injury issues, so you're hoping, can he step up and be that number one type guy to get things going? He hasn't had to fill that role in the past, but now is his chance. So, you know, there could be some other minor leaguer that could step up and surprise people, but, you know, obviously there's not a lot of quality arms still left on the free agent market who did not sign before spring training got underway. So it's kind of slim pickings there. So you might have to wait and see if some team cuts a starting pitcher, releases them, and you pick them up off the scrap heap and maybe do some wonders with them or something. But, you know, the outlook is grim. I mean, even going into next year, once the season gets underway, you know, he's still not going to have Sale till maybe the All-Star break, possibly. And so you still have your two starters that we're talking about now, and you don't know what the other three are going to be. So, you know, it's not just for this year. You got to look ahead to next year and beyond. Obviously, Ian Bloom's going to have to spend some of this money they're trying to save now going into the free agent period next year looking for starting pitching.
Well, we lose Tom Brady. We lose Chris Sale. Andy, I hope you don't. I hope you're not going anywhere. But
and don't forget Mookie Betts, so he's gone too. So
David Price, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
You know, some big names leaving the area. That's for sure, top to bottom. And yeah, it's obviously a tough time for everybody, and hopefully it'll end soon.
I guess we have bigger problems though. All right, Andy, always good talking with you. Take care, be safe, social distance, and we'll talk soon.
You got it, Bill. Thank you.
Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSO NewSports.com.